Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is December 5th. 2021, and this is episode 47, and today we'll be reviewing the audible book Law of Connection, The Science of Using NLP to Create Ideal Personal and Professional Relationships by Michael J. Losier. This audible book will teach you how to establish great relationships with others by knowing, understanding, and communicating their visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and digital way of learning. Chapter 1. The Three Conditions for Connecting. The three conditions for connecting with others are 1. Rapport. 2. Calibrating. 3. Communication style. Rapport. Rapport can be built in seconds and sometimes years. How long to nurture rapport? Forever. How long to break it? Only seconds. How long to repair it? Sometimes never. Rapport comes from the word rapport. The meaning of rapport is a relationship, agreement, or harmony. Rapport is a key part of communication. Communication can happen on two levels, verbal and nonverbal. People can break rapport with a person by not picking up on verbal and nonverbal cues, by not understanding a person's communication style, and through miscommunication. The law of connection will give you all the tools to achieve and not break rapport. Calibrating. Calibrating is the art of paying attention and responding to what you have noticed. In order to calibrate with someone, you must learn to match their communication and learning style. By calibrating, you build rapport. In order to truly build rapport, you must know and understand the four communication styles. The four communication styles that you must know and understand are visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and digital. Chapter 2. The NLP Communication Style Self-Assessment. In order to understand the communication styles and learning styles of other people, you must first know and understand your own communication style and learning style. Included with the author's audible book is a PDF self-assessment test where you can find out whether you are visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or digital. Chapter 3, The Four Communication Styles. Communication style number 1, visual. Visual people see things as pictures. They memorize by putting visual pictures in their mind. They get bored easily when they have no plans. They value time by liking things to start and stop punctually. They prefer to get the big picture rather than the details. These are the words of a visual person. Focus, imagine, look, see, picture, show, visualize, illustrate, clear or clearly, clarify, bright, appear, dull or hazy, view or scan, and enlighten. Here are the ways a visual person communicates to other people. I see what you mean. Show me. Looks good. Don't keep me in the dark. That's fuzzy to me. Could you clarify that again? Visual people will greet and say goodbye to other people by saying, "It is good to see you. You are looking good. I have been looking forward to meeting with you." Visual people will say goodbye by using these words. "See you later. I will keep an eye out for you. See you around. See you soon." If you find a person using these words a lot, most likely they are a visual person. If you use these words on a visual person, you will build instant rapport with them. Communication style number 2, auditory. Auditory people operate on sound. They remember what they hear. They learn by listening and often do not take notes. They like to make ooh and ah sounds when learning something new. These are the words of an auditory person. Resonate, harmony, repeat, tune in, tune out, buzz, whisper, hear or heard, sound, ringing, listen, noisy, say, babble, clicking, quiet. Here are the ways an auditory person communicates to other people. Tell me more. I hear you loud and clear. That sounds good to me. I hear you. That resonates with me. That rings a bell. It was music to my ears. It was all double talk. Squeals like a pig. That clicks for me. Auditory people will greet and say goodbye to other people by saying, I'm glad you called to chat. Good to hear your voice. Nice to hear from you. So good to talk with you. I called to tell you. I'll talk to you later. Chat with you later. I will keep an ear out for you. If you find a person using these words a lot, most likely they are an auditory person. If you use these words on an auditory person, you will build instant rapport with them. Communication style number three, kinesthetic. Kinesthetic people are hands-on people. They speak slowly. They learn through touch and by doing. They need to feel their way through new information. These are the words of a kinesthetic person. Feel, firm, felt, found, together, relationship, touch, connect, press, catch, hard, complete, fund, stuff, play, stumble, fit, strike, comfortable, grasp, handle. Here are the ways a kinesthetic person communicates to other people. Let's touch upon this. Get comfortable with. Walk me through this. It just rubs me the wrong way. I get the point. It feels right to me. I'm getting a grasp on this. I got a handle on that now. This is a fit for me. That sits well with me. How do you feel today? You feel me? Kinesthetic people will greet and say goodbye to other people by saying, let's catch up. Feels good to connect with you. Let's keep in touch. Is 6 p.m. a good fit for you? Let us strike while the iron is hot. Take care. Hugs. Nice to touch base with you. Let's get together soon. Stay in touch. Questions to ask a person that you know is kinesthetic. How does this feel? Is this a good fit for you? What would make this more comfortable for you? Can you relate to this? Do you feel complete with this? Does this work for you? If you use these words on a kinesthetic person, you will build instant rapport with them. Communication style number four, digital. Digital people are people who memorize steps and sequences. They are detail-oriented and technical thinkers. These are the words of a digital person. Perceive, consider, detail, know, describe, figure out, process, logical, conceive, change, sequence, first or last, think, thought, rational, decide, understand. Common phrases used by digital people. Without a doubt, word for word, describe in detail, figure it out, make sense of it, pay attention to, I know what you mean. Digital people will greet and say goodbye to other people by saying hello. This is John. Bye. Bye for now. Questions to ask a digital person. What do you think this means? Do you understand? Is this making sense? Can you make sense of this? What do you think? What are your thoughts on this? Can you describe this in detail? Surprise quiz. I will now give you four conversations and you will answer correctly whether the person speaking is A, visual, B, auditory, C, kinesthetic, or D, digital. Here is Susan.
Hi, Jim. Good to touch base with you again. I'm trying to wrap my mind over what you told me yesterday. I feel like I am missing something. Could you go over it again step by step what you were trying to convey to me while we were on the phone?
If you guessed that Susan is C, kinesthetic, you are correct. The words Susan used to tell us that she's kinesthetic were touch, wrap, feel, step by step, and convey, which means to carry or bring. She said nothing about sound or visually seeing something. Here is John.
Hi, Jim. Nice to hear from you again. What you told me yesterday was like music to my ears. Can you tell me more about the project you say you were working on? This sounds like a good opportunity.
If you guessed that John is B, auditory, you are correct. The words John used to tell us he is auditory were hear, told, music, ears, tell me, sounds. Here's Patricia.
Hi, Jim. Could I come by your office and see you today? I wanted to get a better picture about the business opportunity that you were telling me about. Maybe I can see more illustrations and a presentation about the company and anything else that you can show me. I want to view or scan some more documents before making a decision of joining your company.
If you guessed that Patricia is A, visual, you are correct. The words that Patricia used to tell us that she is visual were see, picture, illustrations, presentation, show me, view, scan. Here is Tanya.
Hello, Jim. I'm calling to gather information on the business opportunity you told me about. If you can give me a history on the business, along with some spreadsheets on a current valuation of your company, I might be interested in working with you, provided that I can have my lawyer look over the business contract.
If you guessed that Tanya is D, digital, you are correct. Tanya said nothing visual, auditory, or kinesthetic while talking to Jim. The words that Tanya used to tell us that she was digital was information, history, spreadsheets, valuation, contract. The details are in the contract. If you can master these four conversations, you will have no problem knowing a person's learning and communication style so you can build rapport with them. On your next conversation with someone, listen carefully to find out what their learning and communication style is and respond to them using the proper words. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this Audible book a super solid 5 out of 5 for teaching us how to understand and communicate the four communication styles so we can build rapport with others. To find out more about this Audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this Audible book, or go to www.michaellochier.com to find out more information about the author. Remember to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development and a free, did I say free? Yes, free 30-day trial of Audible Plus, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com to sign up today. If you would like to donate $1 or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. Take care. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoyed this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.